All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. We are pivoting to employment specialist headhunters.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go poach people. Do we have a human hunting license? What are we doing?
Yes. License to hunt, license to kill, you license to thrill.
You don't hunt humans.
We do.
Okay, we do.
So we're doing it through a subcontract kind of thing, like Uber, but for like a staffing agency.
Okay.
You know, so I've loaded up this app onto our phones, and we're going to have to go and find different, like, you know, staffing kind of concerns for different businesses.
Okay. Gary, you know? I don't know that many people. This is going to be really hard for me. I don't.
Oh, it's going to be incredibly hard for both of us.
Yeah.
You know. But wait until I tell you that we can get bonuses if we keep our average above a certain number for the week.
I mean, I don't know. I'd rather just be compensated for the work that I do. Don't like dangle that stuff.
You know. In addition to that, the employees are pitted against each other, and whoever gets the biggest bonus of the month can get a tote.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. As long as we're not the only ones being exploited, that's fine.
Oh, no. Everybody is signed up for staffer.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's real big right now because we made a whole culture with planned obsolescence.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we do?
We got a little beep here.
Okay.
Okay. Like one of those, like a Renfair business,
like a Renfair. Oh, like a Ren, yeah, like a Renaissance fair.
Yeah. 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 Renaissance fair. So this company, Dragonbone Incorporated is looking to get some temps.
Okay. So they've got staffing needs. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's head out and do the quest for the Dragonbone staff.
Okay. Wait, the game computer. Oh, sorry, the game computer is also.
Let me throw that thing away. We no longer need that. Yeah. Now that we're no longer podcasters, and I know, whatever, right? This is.
Yeah. But for one last hurrah here, there's a game that calls itself a Heroes of Might and Magic game called Quest for the Dragonbone staff, but it's not.
With the unlikely name of Quest for the Dragonbone staff. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering. We're retiring. Go to hell, young people.
There's been an awful lot of the show's ending energy and the openings as we're starting new stuff. not the case. Not the case. I like that. I like that opening, though. This week we are talking about Heroes of Might and Magic, Quest for the Dragonbone staff. This was a patron demand by Mark. This is the PS2 one. This is a PS2 game. Mark says, I almost beat this game recently and thought there was something weird about it. Then I did some research and found out that it's a straight remake of the MS-DOS game King's Bounty. This has no business being a 3D game. The DOS version's actually pretty cool.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Before we get into this, I have a character I've been working on.
Okay.
For this. So in this scenario, Cole, nothing is been unusual for you. Like, your life is just how it is now.
Okay.
And you go to bed. Like, you go to bed and you are just drifting off to sleep.
Okay. All right.
Put yourself in that mind space.
All right. I have put on my absurdly long nightcap.
Yep.
I've drank a nightcap, which is a yard long margarita. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's certainly long nightcap. I'm just snug as a bug in a rug here. Good night.
Getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, is this all right?
Holy shit.
Is this doing okay?
What are you doing in my, what are you, who are you?
You look around, you don't see anybody.
Who are you?
I'm a dungeon master as well in this scenario. Oh. You don't see anybody.
Okay.
hey, is this good? Are you enjoying? Is this good?
What the fuck? Who is this? Oh, where are you?
Well, it's your friend Gary. I've been cursed to become a sleep number bed, and I just wonder if this is a good number for you.
I didn't notice any difference, so maybe.
I can adjust it, buddy.
You can? Yeah. I don't know that I...
Here, check this out.
Wait a minute. Six.
What do you think about that? Is that good, Cole?
I mean... is this really Gary?
Yeah.
What happened?
I went to a Wiccan convention and I wondered out loud why it's so much easier to buy a sleep number bed than to be a sleep number bed.
Oh, and they were like, asking ye shall receive.
I got a real Wishmaster reporting for duty situation.
Yeah, yeah. Weird that I didn't like it. So, where is your voice coming from in this?
Just
what
around.
What do you perceive? Where are your eyes? Like, what are you seeing out of?
No, I'm not seeing. I can just feel you.
Okay.
And hear you. And it feels kind of like a weighted blanket.
Okay.
You know, but I know it's you, so it's a little bit weird.
It's a little.
You're keeping it cool, so I'm not getting sweated in too much.
No, I mean, nice. it's the depths of August. That is really weird, huh? Yeah. I'm gonna get up right now. Actually, okay.
No.
Wait, are you?
I can do better.
Are you
three?
No, that's that's way. No, my back needs
is that
a real.
Stopped?
No, my back needs something nine. A little bit more firm. Oh, too much. Oh God. Oh God. Yeah.
Well, six was okay. Seven.
Okay. Seven. Yeah. No, seven's good. Okay. Seven's good. Yeah.
Let's cuddle up, man. You know, I was thinking this is a really socially acceptable way for two heterosexual men to be affectionate with each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one
of them is a sleep number bed.
I feel like I was pretty good. Like we hug each other and stuff, you know.
Well, not all night.
Handshakes. See, the thing is, like, even when I really like somebody, like a lady,
sure.
Sleeping with somebody else in the bed, like being around somebody the whole night is not actually that great for me. I kind of like having the sleep. I don't sleep that well when somebody's right there.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Can you get a lady in this bed for us?
I'm not going to share a lady with you. This is really weird.
Well, I think you are, honestly, because
I might have to throw away my best friend. No,
don't throw me away.
I mean, like, I'm going to have to move
Christ,
you into a different room.
Do you know what happens? Haven't you seen Toy Story 7? Like, if a mattress gets thrown away, it's a fucking horror show.
Yeah, well, no, they cut you up into a whole bunch of pieces and then use you as stuffing for, you know, different
mattresses
things.
Sometimes.
They're gonna make you into a pillow. Yeah, yeah.
If I'm lucky, I get tilted up on the side of the road and like some kind of misguided method love message is spray painted on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Jamiroquai, don't leave me. In black spray paint with a picture of a rose. that's if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's cuddling with me. Yeah. I can just sit there and change my number, but nobody even notices. I'm like, it's like I have no mouth and I must scream.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure if I unplug you, you go away is the thing.
Yeah, I don't know what will happen. It's like pretty scary. It might be like Soma.
Maybe. Huh. Yeah. No, is I mean, Soma? Like, sleep? I can move you to a different room in the house. What happened to my other bed? Yeah. Like I had like an adjustable bed. It was nice. Like there was.
Oh, I had to take him out.
What'd you do to my other bed? How'd you move? How'd you get here?
The Wiccans.
I'm yeah. Okay.
The magic of tarot and astrology.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really wrapped around the axle of the ontology of this whole thing. So like I can move you to another room in the house. Mm-hmm. Which is real frustrating.
Can I handle Greta?
I mean, they're going to sleep, but they're going to claw you up is the thing. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that different than my human life.
That's, I suppose, you know, it would be comforting.
Do you know what's pretty cool about this whole thing, though? Becoming a sleep number bed?
Okay. What?
Effectively immortal.
Effectively, maybe.
I've gotten the soft gift.
the cozy gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I've become the cuddly gift.
Yeah.
Do you think I understand if you don't want to sleep with me, like I'm on it quite honestly enjoying it and I like looking forward to trying out these other
numbers. You're fulfilling your new purpose. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it just feels good. Like, okay. I don't know if you understand this, but like for a mattress, like it just feels good to be laid on.
Right.
It's not
right.
Sexual.
Right.
It feels good the same way like a good meal does.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
you're not going like to eat me, are you?
Oh, no. That guy, I don't hang out with that guy anymore.
Oh.
the bed that eats people is not very popular in the mattress community.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a real setback, PR-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who we make fun of a lot?
Who?
Cots.
Fucking cots.
Yeah. Cots or like a sleeping bag.
Oh, man. Sleeping bag?
Get out of here. Yeah. Those guys are dorks.
Yeah.
You know
who I would envy if I was a bed, though?
Hmm.
A hammock. Get to be outside.
Ooh, yeah. Free spirits.
Free spirits. Yeah.
Yeah. Hammock is real cool.
Yeah.
I was actually seeing this hammock for a little bit.
Okay.
I've been a mattress for a long time.
Oh, I mean, I haven't seen you for a couple of years because of COVID. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It was just a mattress propped up next to a microphone for most of that time. But then I had my Wiccan friends deliver me because I was getting lonely.
Okay. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but anywho, yeah, this hammock that I was seeing, she's a pretty cool lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can move me to somewhere else, but just, you know, I don't know, like Chris need a bed, like.
No, and I mean.
I know somebody needs a bed.
I'll see. I'll put you on Craigslist and we're going to find out.
Before you do, I have one thing that might entice you to keep me as a bed.
Okay.
What if I told you as a Sleep Number bed, I'm able to access irrational and non-Euclidean numbers and provide you the sleep the world has never seen?
This is going to be kind of a From Beyond kind of thing, isn't it? I'm going to
start.
No!
And scene.
Greta was rubbing up against my ankles. And I was like, I just no, you said pie. And I'm like, oh God, I'm really sorry, honey. And then I screamed.
Yeah. She got to be scared.
She bolted out of this room so quickly.
I was scared for Jessica because I saw her go into the litter box, but didn't see her go out. So I was like, did you go sleep in there? Like, are you that kind of skank? Like, come on, man.
Ain't no skank. She's gonna crush your head with a piggy bank, dude. Come on. Don't use that kind of language.
Like, I know you're like a stinky girl, but like,
yeah, let's get a status check on Jessica. You finally caught an image that reveals how tiny she is. Jessica's your new cat, by the way. It's a human name, but it's just, she's a small, like, cute cat.
Yeah. Jessica, only child, Illinois, Chicago,
mm-hmm.
is her real name.
Yes.
So a non-human name. But I just call her Jessica.
Right.
Yeah, she's little.
Mm-hmm.
She's incredible.
Cool.
She's very sweet. The Humane Society was not lying when they said that she loves cats.
Okay.
Like, she loves me and she'll hang out with me and everything, but she loves just being around Pocket, even though Pocket kind of bullies her a little bit. Like, I'll have both of them on the bed, be petting both of them, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then Pocket will leave and she'll be like, oh, I gotta go see what Pocket's up to.
Yeah,
like, she just thinks he's cool. You know, it's very sweet.
It's the dream situation, right? That's what you were hoping for.
Mm-hmm. I need to get him. I think that because Pocket never played with a lot of cats when he was young,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't know how to pull his punches
properly. Oh, yeah.
So I think that he needs to learn how to do that. Mm. And he plays a little too rough for her. So I need to, I've been working on that. I've been giving him squirts and stuff when she starts crying.
Yeah, yeah.
But she still goes back for it. She doesn't hide or anything. She just like runs back out. So I don't know what she's playing at.
Yeah. No, but you made offhanded reference to she's a stinky girl.
Oh yeah, like every all of her litter box work is like paint peel tear.
Mm.
Like just absolute, just holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what? Wow. Wow. Really? Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Just pretty intense.
Wow.
So that's the unfortunate bit. And she also farts.
Yeah.
Which I've had cats that fart before, but I'm quite like Jessica. And she looks the sweetest, cutest thing in the world, and she loves, and she purrs like as soon as she sees you.
Oh man.
You know, it's like she's just like so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to get like a kind of like the beauty mark on Cindy Crawford's face.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
her horrible butthole troubles are the imperfection that, you know, the shadow that makes the light so bright.
Yeah.
You know, she's a good girl. Yeah, she likes being on laps as well.
Oh, that's good.
She's like literally a lap cat. She hasn't done while I'm recording before because she doesn't like, she, both my cats like quiet.
Oh, that's good.
You know, if I'm listening to music or something like that, or watching a TV show, they kind of get like annoyed ears.
Mm-hmm.
you know? So she doesn't hang out my lap while recording yet, but I bet you at some point
she'll get used to the level of noise and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they have a little, just have a little purr box on you.
Yeah, but really good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, loud purr as well.
Mm.
You know, Pocket's got a real subtle purr. I had to put my ear up to his neck.
Yeah.
You hear it? It's very quiet. She purrs at roars level or louder.
Nice. So,
yeah. Great cow.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
We've covered Heroes of Might and Magic game on WoF before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I remember liking it. Like, it was, generally considered to be the best one, I think. Well regarded anyway.
3 and 4, I think, are.
Yeah. If you put a gun to my head and asked mm-hmm. me to like identify something that is unique about the Heroes of Might and Magic world or the Might and Magic world, I would just say, I am so sorry to my family. I failed you. I'm going to go. Yeah, no, just, yeah, I'd be gone. I'd be dead.
Be a cool way to die. Yeah, just
notable.
Another death. Another Might and Magic death.
Yeah.
The Might and Magic killer strikes again. I defy you to tell me the difference between the worlds of wizardry and Might and Magic. You know? I used to know the answer to that. Because I played the non-Heroes games, but the two Might and Magic games were on Sega Genesis.
Oh yeah.
I played a lot of.
Yeah, it was first person like turn-based RPG, right? Like dungeon crawler kind of stuff. Yeah.
A big overworld. Like it wasn't really a dungeon crawler the same way Wizardry is.
Yeah.
You went to other like elemental planes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that number two gets to another world is the one I played the most of.
Mm-hmm.
I played like a lot of it, and I could tell you about Might and Magic stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
Now, well, I have no memory.
Like, I know
the Heroes of is just a big, everybody plays this Club Cranium. Like, what if pixies fought centaurs?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like literally like just like what if, not all mythology, but like, yeah, no, there are dragons and dwarves and elves and stuff. Just kind of like seemed pretty standard D&D, but like the regular Might and Magic, just like the straight up RPG ones, like those like got like weirdly like sci-fi and futuristic, like the later you went in the game too, like is my understanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and they're all neat. Like I have the GOG collection all of them,
mm-hmm.
and I thought many times like, oh, maybe that'll be in my someday game thing. Like I bet you I'd have some fun going through Might and Magic, because I generally dig it. I think it is cool. I played a bit of Might and Magic 10, most recent one in 2013. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Okay.
10 or 9, I'm trying to remember. If one of those is like the one that's like widely considered to be shitty, whatever one is not considered. Yeah,
whichever one's the like the mobile port or the mobile game they got ported to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No. I dig it. I think it is it is cool.
Yeah. And then obviously what is it? Might and Magic Dark Messiah. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Dark Messiah Might and Magic is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Great little spinoff.
Yeah.
I have affection for this this game series, and I never heard of this. And the reason why is because like the patron said, it's a weird closet port of the spiritual predecessor of Might and Magic.
Yes, King's Bounty, which like weirdly continued as its own series. Mm-hmm. They went up to, King's Bounty, Legions in 2011. That was a social game, It stopped being like, oh no,
there are expansions and King's Bounty 2.
There's King's Bounty 2 coming out, like it just came out in 2021, literally August 24th. Okay, cool. Yeah, why not?
Huh. The marketing on that game might be a little weak.
Yeah. Just like when you hear a story about some celebrity and it's like, oh, they're alive, good for them.
Yeah. Huh, who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
You know, that original game King's Bounty looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this, if I had come all over this,
nope, come
just out of the walls,
it.
Yeah. Like with a huge cum shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it came out, I probably would have like sank into it.
Yeah.
Like this was a cool source for PC ass games on consoles. I always like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean like, so you know, it's not intricate like a Might and Magic game is, you know, as far as I can tell. You're not, like on the overall world map, you're not moving a whole bunch of stacks of units around. But like when you get into an actual battle, it's a fun little grid based, you know, just turn based combat game. You know, it's like tactics. Yeah. You have spells and stuff. I rolled as the barbarian for this, not because I thought it'd be fun to play, but because, it's not very common that when you, roll up a character in a game that by default, especially if they're pre-made, they are just carpeted in body hair. But yeah. The barbarian in this one is, I mean, just a real, just like a thick Berber.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Or better.
Yeah. 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 He's like, we're halfway to Wolfman on this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I needed to roll as that extremely hairy barbarian.
Yeah. See what that guy was like.
Yeah.
That shirt in a can was like, yeah, I did not play. Oh, pardon me. Did not get super far in this because it's a complicated game. The remit for the show is that we don't go deep on these things. But I, as far as I could tell, this seemed fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seemed reasonable. I like the barbarian as well. Played as that guy. The idea of a tactics game where like you're still going from like kingdom to kingdom and recruiting units for these things. Like on the tactics board, your units also represent armies.
Yes.
You know, similar to Heroes of Might and Magic, you're doing it in a tactics grid.
Yeah.
And depending on what kind of creature they are, that determines their moveset that they have. I didn't play it long enough to like understand like leveling or whatever is going on.
There's worse things you could do, especially if you were trying to take a complicated series like Heroes of Might and Magic, extremely PC centric kind of thing. Like, okay, we're going to simplify this. Yeah. Well, why don't we just like remake a simpler game? Let's just do a console version of this old thing. Like the only thing that's like unseemly about this is the fact that it was, you know, a stealth thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You did not know what it was.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer. And PS2 had all kinds of weird, Might and Magic, kind of ripoffs. There's that, what is that, Might and Magic one that we did with like the guy on the front.
Oh, Crusaders.
Crusader of Might. Yeah. With the cranky fella on the front. you know, Crusaders of Might and Magic, very weird.
Just a massive series.
I was thinking of Warriors of Might and Magic. They have the rubber mask.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we've done Warriors of Might and Magic. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Crusaders just has a guy on it. Warriors has a weird like Bible man.
Oh man. Yeah. Just I love that. What's Legends? No, it's just a lady. That's just a like can we trick grandmas into buying this who think it's a Baldur's Gate game? Yeah.
Yes.
You can.
Who are the Shifters of Might and Magic?
Oh, Shifters is good.
Yeah, I've never heard of Shifters.
They took the Might and Magic label off of Shifters.
Yeah, but it's a Might and Magic game. Huh, Shifters. I've never heard of Shifters. Know about the Shifters? Did you sell Shifters back in the day?
I've never seen Shifters before in my life.
Oh. No, who'd have thought? But yeah, this is enough my shit that it ended up being a weird WoF because there weren't Weird Object Suffering because there's not tons of stuff to make fun of, at least off the bat. You know, whenever I say that, I'm not criticizing the person who suggested the thing. It's our job to make the hay.
Yeah.
But it was a weird thing where I was like, oh, this kind of seems interesting. And then it was time to record.
Yeah. It, if I would have like stumbled upon this, I probably would have been into it back in the day.
In terms of digressions, that's why I brought the character
into
this. Also, I'm eating, so I've gotten into eating popcorn.
Eating popcorn. You know? Okay.
Yeah. I've been having a taste for popcorn, like a sweet popcorn, like a Chicago mix or a kettle corn.
Okay. So you're getting prepackaged popcorn.
Oh yeah. I'm not going to make popcorn.
Yeah.
And I'm eating a bag of popcorn currently, and you'll never guess what the brand name of this popcorn is.
What is it?
Chaos. It's Chaos brand popcorn where they take I like a sweet, you know, popcorn thing. I know you're not big into sweets, but I have a sweet tooth. And this is peanut butter chocolate like drizzled popcorn.
Okay.
Balance the chaos. The other one they had was birthday cake, which sounded fucking foul to me. But peanut butter chocolate seems fine. Balance the chaos. We all know life can get a little overwhelming, and that's why we're simplifying things. We've stopped at the heart of our sweet chaos to bring you the perfectly pop, sweet, and salty kettle corn. This time, when you work, dance, go to soccer practice, or trying to remember your mother-in-law birthday, and that gets a little bit too much, grab a bag of peanut butter cup drizzle sweet chaos and relax.
Yeah, the brand take name a breath, is take Sweet a bite. Chaos.
Yeah, chaos. Oh, I guess it is sweet chaos. I had torn through the word sweet. I just thought it was chaos.
You were so impatient to get inside of it. Still, kind of a weird name.
The chaos is in a big, scary font as well. Like, not like blood font or anything like that, but it's not whimsical.
It's impact font. Yeah.
Yeah. A big, and sweet is like cursive, like chaos. it's a little bit both.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I was walking in on somebody and they were cooking popcorn and I hadn't seen it before, like, that's a pretty chaotic dish you're making.
In terms of like the experience of cooking it, it's one of the most chaotic.
Oh yeah. It's pretty shocking.
It's full of surprises. Making popcorn.
I'm on their website, and it appears that the birthday cake, like, it's drizzled with a bunch of stuff, but it's also it's got sprinkles on it. Or some people would call it jimmies, just kind of embedded in the in this here. It's pretty yucky looking.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of these that are more normal.
Yeah, like a cheddar, but the yeah. No, I would do like a cheese corn. I generally keep a bag. Speaking of like weird and bad names for popcorn, I generally keep like a Sam's Club bag of smart food around.
Oh sure, I've also had some smart food.
Yeah,
it seems so smart to me, but I've also had some recently.
It doesn't seem.
Get it out of there.
Yeah.
One of the flavors of this, the Halloween flavor, is they have pumpkin spice, but they also have one that's just called black and orange.
Oh,
it's not a flavor. Anyway, yeah, smart corn.
Yeah, smart pop. No, but just it's literally just, you know, white cheddar cheese corn, but they call it smart corn.
Yeah. Well, they make lots of brands of that because I've been into the Chicago mix lately, and they make a brand of Chicago mix.
Yeah. Yeah. Never got into the Chicago mix. I generally it takes a little bit. I'm a little bit reticent about mixing the sweet and savory. I know that's a pretty pretty basic kind of thing, but
yeah, we did learn about that a long time ago.
Yeah. But yeah.
Did
never.
Did you know women could vote?
So
reticent about that too.
So here's the other thing. I don't like caramel corn.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, like, it is like one third caramel corn by volume. So.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not gonna dig it that much. If it's one third something that I don't care for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it wasn't my first job. My first job was working, being paid under the table, working at a golf course that my friend's family owned. But like my you know, I've turned 16 and I can drive now. I need to make some money. Job. Was selling popcorn in a mall. Have I talked about that?
I don't think so. Yeah. Like a kiosk?
Yeah, just like a classic kind of like popcorn stand out in like the courtyard, right? And it was a fine job. It was $5 an hour, again paid under the table, you know, no taxes or anything. And got paid at the end of every shift, which was cool. Worked for an old Jewish man. And that only is relevant because it was very much like in the way that he acted, you know, just in terms of like accent and stuff like that. So that was strange. I'd never really been around anybody like that before. So that was cool. It would have been great. You know, like just, you know, standing there selling popcorn, it, you know, it sells itself because it has the smell, you know, people smell popcorn, they're going to want popcorn. Their problem was that, it couldn't just be that, you know, like any business, you want to push the high margin products. And, there was a lot of pressure to sell the caramel corn. So walking, talking to people who want a 50 cent box of popcorn, saying, would you like to buy this $5 bag of caramel corn?
Yeah. Well, if you like it, caramel corn's real good.
Yeah.
You know, like it is a high end sweet. Like, I think that you just don't have a sweet tooth in a, like, a general sense.
Yeah, yeah. But then also,
like, you're okay with ice cream or something like that. Like, I remember you saying damning some sweets with, like, a little bit of faint praise at some point.
Yes, yeah. I ice cream is fine. I will fuck with some ice cream at some point. No, but then also, yeah. Like, you know, picture 16-year-old me walking around a mall with a tray of cups of. With a tray of sample cups of caramel corn, like half-heartedly mm-hmm. asking people, "Hey, do you want some caramel corn?" Like, no, you're not wearing a uniform. You're just dressed up like a 16-year-old kid offering me corn, dude.
hey, mall corn.
Mall corn. And then getting yelled at. Oh God, getting yelled at by the food businesses. Like, hey, you need to be like 100 yards away from us because you can't be giving food to people who are like waiting in line for our shit.
Was the idea that they would have a Dixie cup full of caramel corn and no longer want to eat Panda Express or something?
That's the way they made it seem. Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, yeah. just like had security call on me. It's like I'm literally just following orders here. Like, the guy told me to carry this around and I did it. And then also people coming out and yelling at me as if it was my fault that people bought popcorn and then spilled it in the stores.
That's also very, that's funny.
It's like, I cannot emphasize enough. I am a teenager.
I wish you, because I know you'd be fine now. It's going to sound like a mean wish, but I know you'd be fine now and it'd just be a good story. I wish you got arrested for that. if you got arrested for selling popcorn,
mm-hmm.
or giving out samples of popcorn, you know, when they called security,
yeah,
and they're like, we're gonna need backup. Oh, like, they gave one look at you and looked at all your popcorn things, and were just like, oh man, can't believe it's my last day on the job. I have to deal with this, and then like arrested you, and you had like, you know, called your mom crying and stuff. Like, that'd be an amazing episode of Abject Suffering when you finally revealed that to me.
Like, oh, I would love it.
Arrest for pop crimes.
Oh my God. Yeah. But I mean, if I got arrested for that, my mugshot would be my profile pic to this day.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Like, what a good, when you, I imagine like Teen Cole was sensitive, like, you know, Teen Gary was sensitive and everything, yeah. Like that. Like, if I got arrested, no matter how funny it was, I would still be in tears.
Oh yeah. No, just because
worried about how much you're in trouble. Like, your mugshot would you be like weeping over a big tray of popcorn.
Uh huh.
Like, you know, in a striped suit. Like, holding up, you know, numbers. It'd be very funny.
Just got put on the chain gang for corn crime.
You got, like, you sell popcorn, you become popcorn. And you just, yeah, corn crime. You know? Yeah, you have to harvest it. Mm. You know, in the sun.
Yeah.
As it pops right on the cob.
So hot. Oh man, yeah. Ohio August, the corn pops on the cob.
Yeah. Yeah. Just you and a bunch of other mall teens, like, uh-huh. singing, you know, mall teen spirituals.
Just walking around just singing that the popcorn song. Bum 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 bum.
Yeah. Or I was thinking also like mall music, like it's just all like Len.
It's all like, just drops Peter of Boy. Jupiter. Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, the drops of Jupiter, the mall spiritual.
Danny California.
Jumper, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how I got fired from that job?
No.
I showed up for work one day, and the cart was gone.
Oh. What a payday for somebody.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I walked up and I was like, huh, did they move it? Are we somewhere else? Walked around the mall. Oh, it's not here. Well, shit. Huh. I'll go home.
I guess I'll call the boss and be like, hey man, no popcorn.
I didn't have his number. He didn't call me. He didn't say, hey, this is over with. It was just gone.
Oh, like, oh, they just, okay, I thought you got in trouble because you showed up and somebody had stolen it.
No, they just ghosted me.
They just like, oh, you gotta go, okay. That's also funny. I would have loved if somebody stole that, though, because what a fucking prize.
I know, right?
You know? Hell yeah, my rumpus room is about to get rumpus.
Let's
make some popcorn.
Yeah, I do make popcorn on the stovetop. It's real good. Do it with a little bit of coconut oil. Yeah.
Yeah, I have done so before, and it's mm-hmm. it's well and good. It's just popcorn is so cheap, I do not mind buying it bagged.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not better bagged, but it is easier.
Yeah. Get it fresh. Get that good smell.
Yeah, it does smell good. But if you burn it, you've cursed your house.
It's
essentially inviting a ghost.
I don't mind the smell of burnt popcorn. I don't mind the taste of slightly burnt popcorn. Yeah.
Really? You don't mind the smell?
No.
That's wild.
Yeah. Don't mind the smell, and I like the taste of bitter things.
Sound off in the comments, everybody.
Yeah. No, I'm a maniac.
who is there anyone out there who's also like, yeah, smell of burnt popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Do you seek it out? Does it smell good to you the way that like tires smell good to some people?
No, I don't seek it out. And I've never intentionally burned popcorn at an office. I've never intentionally burned it. It's just been like, you know, like when I was a teenager and you had friends come over for like a movie or something, if the popcorn came out a little bit burned, everybody'd be like, ugh, throw that away. And like, no, I'll take it. I'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah. I'll eat the burnt popcorn.
No need to waste it. Away. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. I basically have to move if I burn popcorn. It's a big reason why I don't make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a very bad smell to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you try frying a cheeseburger in your house and like you're just, well, I could either scrape grease off my ceiling or I could like move. You know?
Well, that's why you get a splatter guard to put over your
get a spider, the kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those things.
Of course. But,
if you don't have one of those, though, look out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's necessary equipment.
Yeah. I enjoy the popcorn ball. That comes around during Halloween.
Yeah.
As like a weird perfect sphere.
So the way that you called it
sounds like a giant thing that rolls through town.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, just once a year around Halloween, they just roll it around town and everybody gets to take a bite. Yeah. It made you the way you said it is like, I like to go to the strip club and touch the tin.
Watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to go watch the sailors come in during Fleet Week. Like, except it's about a giant popcorn ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love it if instead of a popcorn ball, it was just a really big piece of popcorn the size of your fist.
Oh, yeah.
That you could eat like an apple.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how cool that would be?
It'd be great. Yeah. Oh, you'd have to shell it like it's a fucking shrimp.
Meat into cubes. Yeah, totally. Like you pull off like the weird gum crimes that happen, like all the garbage you get in your mouth from eating popcorn.
Oh, God. That happened to you when we were recording the other day, and then it happened to me 2 nights ago. Like I just before I went to bed, I ate a handful of smart food.
Just had a real dumb night, hopping on the smart foot and doing the dumb thing.
I just popped a handful of that because I was a little bit hungry. I laid in bed and boy, I was working on getting that small little sliver of kernel out for my gum and a back tooth for about a half hour before I finally got up and got a floss pick.
If we were talking in person, people could imagine they were passing the same piece back and forth like a COVID transmission chart where we just talked in person, accidentally passing the same piece of popcorn detritus into each other's mouths forever, like you and me and everyone we know.
God, I love the COVID transmission chart. just blue smoke flying out of me like bees flying out of the candy man's mouth.
Popcorn dust. Popcorn and horse shit.
No, big kernel popcorn. You ever had like popped hominy?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Just big corn. You can pop big corn, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be into that.
Yeah.
How big are we talking?
Oh, not much bigger.
Okay. Well, that's slightly disappointing. I did want it to be the size of my fist.
Yeah, no, sorry. I mean, eventually, you know, with you know, GMOs, we're probably going to get there, but there are probably some activists.
I feel like we already probably have the technology and there's just not enough demand.
Mm. You know what I would fuck with on this sweet chaos? The peppermint crunch.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Like something I can do instead of brushing my teeth. Like, I got a date.
I just, whenever Shamrock Shake season comes around, you know.
Oh, sure. You just swish that around.
Yeah.
Spit it out, you know. Basically like a mouthwash. You know? I actually do a whole Shamrock body wash kind of thing. Like peppermint Dr. Bronner's. I just pour the whole thing over me like a Diet Pepsi break and just rub it into my skin. You know?
Oh, man.
The fellow who wrote the big game fact on this is banned.
What?
Yeah.
Have we run? Are you talking about the Mikester?
Yeah, the Mikester. This user has been banned from posting messages because of poems of. And I wish that I could. It was like something awful where I could like click on it and see.
Yeah, no. Take me to the rap sheet. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've
really,
never
really enjoy that.
I've never seen. Have we run into somebody who's been banned before?
I don't think so. And we've seen a lot of real permissive stuff. People get away with a lot.
They do
in this world.
I wasn't aware there was moderation on Game Facts.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at their contributions. They, we're just getting a whole bunch of other stuff here. They gave a one out of 10 to a game called All-Star Slam and D-Ball. I'm wondering like what's D-Ball? Oh, it's Dodgeball.
Dragon Ball.
Oh, it's a Dragon Ball game.
Dragon Ball, D-Ball. I mean, come on.
It's All-Star Slam and Dodgeball. Okay, there we go. That makes more sense to me. I don't even know what I was thinking.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird dude.
Yeah.
This fella. I like his review for Terminator 3 The Redemption, where it's like, I'll be back, I think. And then there's just a little side eye emoji for some reason. Cool. Terminator 3. Whenever we hear the name, we remember Arnold Schwarzenegger. Him and a bunch of bumbling humans and a bunch of robots bent on taking over the world. Well, that's what this review is about.
Intros are hard.
It's not. It's just a bunch of bumbling humans doing whatever. Terminator. Who gives a shit?
Oh, God. Sorry. I need to go back just a moment. So last... last episode was about Intelligent Cube. There was something I really wanted to bring to everybody's attention, which is a review there by somebody named Mike Truitt, where the opening line is Intelligent Cube is a complicated game of cubes. Sorry. I just, that poetry needed to come out. Sorry. I needed to bring that here because that is excellent.
That's
excellent poetry.
Yeah, I've actually moved over to cubes from orbs.
Yeah,
largely. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I love an orb. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Orbs are great. I just think they got a little mainstream for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ever since he fucking Donald Trump put his hand on that one orb, just kind of broke out. You know, made it.
It really grew to me out. Like I just when I think about orbs now, I think about that.
The thing about cubes compared to orbs, cubes way easier to store.
It's super stackable.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably the most stackable.
Let me think about that. Other than like flats.
Flats are pretty stackable. A piece of
paper is pretty stackable.
Yeah.
You know, whatever kind of sheet you would call a piece of paper.
They sell them in stacks. A sheet? It's a sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's also got dimension. It just got very low dimension.
Yeah.
I guess it's technically like a rectangular box.
I mean, yeah.
Just very small.
Yeah.
God, let's go get stoned at a Denny's.
Yeah, we're going to need to continue this at a Denny's again.
Imagine, you know, let's see if we can recruit some local color to talk to us about big popcorn at the Denny's.
I'm thinking about this, and this episode's going on. I would fucking kill for some like greasy spoon breakfast food. Like I would murder somebody for like a French toast slam. The problem is I don't want to eat inside of a restaurant, you know,
because of
pandemic, and I cannot imagine anything less appealing than takeout breakfast food.
It doesn't really work.
No,
like I've done it before, but it doesn't really work.
Yeah,
and kind of a bummer thing. There's near my house. There's a breakfast place that has outdoor seating. Like, I'm still doing outdoor seating at places. Yeah. It doesn't look like they're like jammed like sardines, you know?
Yeah. We just don't have that a lot around here. If there was, I would definitely be partaking.
The problem is the place is bougie, but not good.
Oh,
which
shit.
Is like the worst combo.
Ugh.
You know, like I've eaten there twice recently, and both times it's like, this is pretty crummy for like $18 or whatever.
No.
You know? Yeah. So it is a bummer. I've been missing breakfasts.
Yeah.
Like a diner breakfast is killer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a great place by my house that's like straight out of old Portland called Times Diner.
Okay.
Where it's like they have like a $6.50, you know, like standard breakfast, like meat, eggs, and hash browns.
Oh wow.
Which you know, you can't find anything for that price.
No.
In Portland. And I would love it at like that place. We can still eat inside, here in Portland. We just have to wear masks until we get to the table.
Yeah.
But I'm just choosing not to do it.
Yeah.
And that bums me out because it's like, that place was pretty great.
Yeah.
And now there's just the shitty place that's more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, we have a place. Oh, wow. The place here in town is called Granny's. That serves really good. Like, they call it Granny's Home Kitchen. And it is delicious. Breakfast all day, you know, just like selling meatloaf sandwiches and shit. God, I love a diner.
Yeah, me too. I love a diner. This is the first in a series of conversations where we go out of the podcasting business and start a diner.
Yeah,
where we're both like the old like Kiss My Grits lady, but just together.
Yep,
the back. Kiss our grits. We say in perfect harmony.
Oh God! Just setting each other up for easy alley oops. Just basically just torturing people.
We're the waiters now. We're the customers hostage.
Yeah,
all of our time betraying or like trying to entertain waitresses. Uh-huh. The tables have turned. We apply ourselves. We offer the team.
It'd be the most miserable establishment on earth. I'd love it.
Just like nobody likes to eat at Chuckle Dumps.
Man, all these takeout orders, like they say like, hey, yeah, no, can we get that out? The food's okay. They want us to just leave the food on the ground outside of the store, and they won't approach until the door is closed and locked.
there's a petition. There's something on our petition.org to get us to create an airlock for our restaurant. I wonder what that's about.
Yeah, they're wondering if we can get into vending machines.
Yeah, it's so weird that people don't want to buy a packaged biscuit with my face on it that has a little joke on a sticker on the back.
it's a little tube of biscuits, and every time you open it, instead of making a pop, it's just a big sweaty plea for attention.
You pay it in likes. You write glowing reviews that validate its insecurities, and that's what you have to do instead of money.
Mm-hmm. It's more degrading all around for everybody.
Yeah. good idea.
Nobody likes eating at Chuckle Dumps.
If you would like to see us open up Chuckle Dumps, like, you need to patronize us more.
Yeah, probably.
Because we gotta get that restaurant tier.
Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. It helps us out.
We appreciate it. You can also leave us ranked reviews, and you can tell your friends.
Yeah, all of those are good things.
Inherently good.
And until next time, just stay really far away from Chuckle Dumps.